you had this period of really difficult several weeks of feeling okay, then not feeling okay, and then finally getting the call that you, there were some lungs for you. What was that like, and what was the immediate sort of transplant period like?
We found out we were going to be put on the transplant list, or I found out I was going to be put on the transplant list in late June of 2016. And what we had heard, and in the even the support groups that we had here at UNC, was that you could have a number of what are called dry runs, meaning if you did get a call to come in for a lung transplant, that it may not be a match. And so you may have to go home and wait, and they'll do a workup. So I can remember getting the phone call on Saturday, July the 2nd of 2016, with my family, probably around 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and they said, we have some lungs. And this was only 8 days after being on the wait list, so I was not expecting a phone call that soon. I thought it would be several months. But they said, you need to come down. And at this point, if I bring you to that specific moment where my wife, my four daughters, and I are having a conversation, and I know that if this is indeed a match and I do go into surgery, it's a major surgery to have that. But I can remember the mixed emotions there as we, my wife and I, left to come to UNC, where we're in one sense joyful and thankful for this to come, because it could mean life for me, extended life. On the other side, you don't know if you're going to come out of that major surgery. I mean, there are these thoughts that come into your head. So I remember coming in and getting worked up in the OR, and as a patient, and you know in your head what is about to happen. You know the surgery, and that they're going to go in and open up your chest and take out lungs and put new lungs in, and you know it's a major surgery, and it's the prayerful hope that I'll come out of this and wake up on the other side, and very fortunate and blessed and thankful that I did, and some wonderful surgeons here at UNC providing that care. And it takes an orchestra in transplant to care for a patient, so you have a whole body of care providers doing this. And when I woke up in my first memorable moments after my transplant, I can say that that first breath was remarkable. I did not realize how sick I was until I took a breath with those new lungs, and it was very different to be able to inhale that much slowly. I'd been so restricted for so long, and I really didn't realize it. Didn't realize.